Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower, where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel?
Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Popular music. 23 years ago. 1994.
Number 3.
Toni Braxton, Breathe Again.
Number 2.
Mariah Carey, Hero.
And then a hero comes along.
And the number 1 song this week. 23 years ago in 1994. Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting. All for Love.
Let's make it all for love.
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players. This week in 1949. Aries, taking the immediate payout is great, but waiting might get you an even bigger bonus. Taurus, what glitters on the surface may not be so shiny underneath. Proceed with caution. Gemini, you'll never get anything done unless you start to focus on one project at a time. Cancer, hard work at the beginning of the week pays off with some much-needed time off at the end of the week. Leo, hesitation might seem questionable, but it might be your best course of action for now. And Virgo, a new romantic interest may unexpectedly pop in to say hello. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Under. Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday as they host Nebraska at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Tip my cap to those guys. They're the champions of the AFC, and rightfully so. You know, not a lot went our way tonight, not only in terms of the final score, but just how the game was played. They're to be complimented for that. We didn't get the things done that we wanted to get done, really.
That's Mike Tomlin on his Steelers' loss to the Patriots as New England will now face Atlanta in Super Bowl 51, which I will predict will be the greatest Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. Josh Sitton has replaced T.J. Lang in the Pro Bowl. It's Sitton's third trip to the best game of the NFL season. Former Bears wide receivers coach Mike Groh has been hired in the same capacity by the Philadelphia Eagles, and Washington has hired Jim Tomsula as their defensive line coach. The Blackhawks and Bulls are off today. They both play tomorrow with Tampa at the UC and the Bulls playing in Orlando. And the Cubs' first spring training game here on The Score can be heard on February 26th. As the Cubs take on the Indians at Sloan Park. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Hey, do you like guacamole? Then you'll love saving on it at Aldi, where it's now just $2.49. Aldi, simply smarter shopping. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
If anybody hasn't seen the picture of Jerry Rice, man.
Don't put a piece of chicken on a face mask.
It's
and
called
wear the helmet.
That's called a taste mask.
So we made the taste mask. 360 degrees of pure wing rotation for hands-free wing eating.
Unbelievable.
Y'all really want to do this now? Jerry out here. All you need is the tap dance. Well, let me stop.
The white gloves?
Yeah. Let me stop. I'm not going to do this. I told my mom not in the first week.
Hey, guess who's here? What are we serving tonight? Chicken or chicken?
That Jerry Rice thing bothered me. And I don't even have really... Man. I couldn't have... I cringed.
Come on.
Cringed. I said, oh, no.
Come on, man.
Stop raising!
Jerry, what are you doing?
Surprised he didn't go meet your boy at his hotel.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
I mean, hey, it's a good year. It's a good year for you guys.
There's always a number.
There isn't. And there won't be. I promise you, blacks.
It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. All these years, I thought I liked chicken. Because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I guess I am too, because I sure eat a lot of it.
Fried?
Any way you want it. I had last night, I considered doing barbecue chicken legs outside. Because then it started to drizzle a little bit. So I did them in the oven. But you know what? There's nothing, you can't screw up a barbecued chicken leg.
Nah, thank God for the chicken. Thank God for the little nuggets. Thank God for chicken legs and chicken thighs.
That's what's happened to me as I've gotten older, I've learned to appreciate the leg quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The power of a well turned
filling
leg quarter.
Seasoned correctly, you know, you get your eat on with a good leg quarter.
And man, like we use the term rotisserie chicken around here. And every once in a while, sure, you go to Mariano's, you go to Julie, get yourself a nice rotisserie chicken. But until you have walked in Paris and you see the actual rotisserie and you're on it's Mouffetard Street, Rue Mouffetard, right behind the Pantheon. And it's all little shops and fish markets and food of every different kind and wine shops and cheese shops. Mm-hmm. And there's the actual rotisserie right there on this little cobblestone street. And
pigeons spinning on a stick.
No, these are big, healthy birds, but they aren't, you know, injected mm-hmm. American farm birds. They actually, they taste like bird. They taste
chicken.
And they're turning and turning golden. And as they drip, I look down and at the very bottom of the rotisserie, on the floor of the rotisserie.
The drippings?
Are the roasted potatoes.
Oh, so they have...
That are catching. Nice. So as all of these, it's like four on a spit. It's like 16 birds all just giving up all of this chicken fat onto the potatoes. And for the equivalent of a couple bucks, so, you know, break you off a leg quarter and take a big scoop of the potatoes, throw a bunch of sea salt
on
there.
See, now I'm losing my appetite thinking about you eating like just an absolute ultimate warrior outside.
Oh, I'm standing there on a street corner. The only thing that came close to that was the fish market in Washington, D.C. There's an area, I want to say, is it Smith Street down on the Chesapeake Bay down there?
Okay.
I had my friend of mine who lived in Washington said, whatever you do, don't miss the seafood market. He said, don't eat at any of the restaurants there. You're going to go down there and there are going to be big overpriced restaurants with all these glaring sort of come on advertisements that are saying, hey, do this, try this, try this. He said, walk around the restaurants, go right down to the docks and eat on the curb. And we literally did that.
Street food.
He put 10 blue crabs in a paper bag, shook some Old Bay in there, closed the bag, shook the whole thing up, handed it to me, and said, "That'll be $7." All right.
Good eating.
All right. So we take the crab out of the bag, literally smack it on the curb, and we sat there eating it. That's all I need. That's all. What more do you need in life? All right. So
peasant achievement unlocked.
I have unlocked the peasant eating badge. They need like an app, you know, like all those beer drinkers with their "I'm drinking humongous beer."
When Bernsey's flying too high, ladies and gentlemen, he does things like these so he can be amongst the people, bring himself back down.
Food is food. What it is. Food is food, and if you're eating it on the street, it tastes better. So that's not why you call.
You know, damn street meat.
Now. This is an AP story, and the dateline is New York. Researchers say they've documented an unseen drag on Major League Baseball players that can wipe out home field advantage, make pitchers give up more home runs, and take some punch out of a team's bats. The culprit, jet lag. Travelers are well aware of the fatigue, poor sleep, and other effects that can descend like a fog when their body clocks are out of sync with their surroundings. The new work adds to previous suggestions that professional athletes are no different. Dr. Ravi Alada, he does a lot of work, of Northwestern University, said he and his colleagues wanted to study the effects of body clock disruptions on human performance. They chose baseball, a game with plenty of performance measures gathered from hundreds of games a year, played by people who get little chance to settle in new time zones when they travel. So they looked for the effects by analyzing 20 years worth of MLB data. They found 4,919 instances of a team taking the field after crossing two or three time zones, but without enough time to adjust. People generally need a day of adjustment for each time zone cross. And I don't know if they tried to counterbalance for actually getting there with enough time to adjust, but drinking when they got there, right?
And other things.
Or having hoolas.
And hookahs.
Their analysis was released by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and results generally showed that traveling eastward was more disruptive than going west, a known feature of jet lag. A surprise, though, was that home teams seemed to suffer its effects more than visiting teams did. Among the findings, over all the games in the 20 years, teams won about 54% of games played at home, showing a home field advantage of 4%. But that edge was obliterated when home teams that were jet-lagged from traveling eastward played teams with no apparent jet lag, an apparent result of a seemingly small decline in performance. After traveling eastward, jet-lagged home teams hit fewer doubles and triples, stole fewer bases, and grounded into more double plays than when they weren't affected. The impact on doubles was one fewer per every seven games, while the other effects were smaller. Eastward travel was also linked to pitchers allowing more home runs, both at home and away. The difference came to roughly a home run every 10 games. The research suggested starting pitchers might get time to overcome jet lag if they're sent a few days ahead of the team to distant away games. Many teams send them ahead now on long flights, but it's usually only a few hours early to avoid overnight travel. So they're close to thinking they understand some of this stuff. They said they had no explanation for why teams were more hampered by jet lag at home than when they played elsewhere. Maybe it reflects some protection from a more structured daily schedule on the road than at home. And they have a sleep specialist here, Dr. Chris Winter, who consults with several major league teams. He's published research on how jet lag affects baseball teams. He had no role in the study. And he said the findings move beyond simply documenting an effect on overall team performance toward learning more about it. Ballplayers know jet lag is a problem. They've recently taken steps to ease the burden of their schedules. The MLBPA, concerned about fatigue, negotiated changes in scheduling rules starting in 2018. For example, each 162-game schedule will be played over 187 days, up from 183. There will be new rules on scheduling games, taking into account the timing of consecutive games. And Alada, the doctor, pointed to the NLCS last October as an example here. Clayton Kershaw shut out the Cubs when he pitched against them in Chicago. When he returned from L.A. to face them again, the Cubs hit him hard, including two homers. He said, "I can't attribute it all to jet lag, but the study suggests the eastward trip might have played a role." He says, "It's speculative, it's just one example, but it's relevant," he said, "to those of us," this is the doctor, "who are Chicago Cubs fans." But it's one more thing. And like, you know, when you talk
Who wrote this?
This is AP.
And
this is...
And the study was done by...
Northwestern University, just released today. by the National, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Okay. So you needed AP and Northwestern to tell you that athletes who are jet lagged don't perform as good as others who aren't jet lagged.
I'm just very surprised that it's a home team issue more than the actual.
Well, I mean, gamblers
traveling.
Have been talking about this for years, though, right? Especially in the NFL, where, you know, if you got that West Coast team that has to travel to the East Coast and play a noon game or something like that, gamblers have been on this for a long time. And some of the sleep science stuff that is being studied and has been studied by mm-hmm. some of the better teams in the NBA about sending guys ahead or
napping.
Or napping. And especially with this new CBA, the back-to-backs weren't the problem. The four games and five nights were really the problem. And lengthening the season. Hell, LeBron changing the All-Star week, you know, making sure the guys understood that, hey, you know, we can't just have 3 days to have to, you know, please our sponsors, play the game, and then shake hands and then get back out there on the road. No, it's, I mean, if you want the best product, and that's why the NFL is in the bind that it's in right now with Thursday Night Football, because everyone knows the product sucks. But until that real dent is made in viewership or sponsorship, if people start yanking those dollars because you've got tired and broken players out there, then it won't change.
Well, broken in football is different because you're broken because you're broken. That's not happening in baseball. But, in terms of the day, the same kind of recovery.
But in terms of the days that you need to not just heal, but get back to game planning. You know, I think that's the worst part about what we see in Thursday Night Football is you've got these vanilla game plans because guys...
You can't install stuff.
Right. Guys are walking dead on Wednesday and all of a sudden got to play again on Thursday. But the sleep... And then the nuance of the sleep studies that go on now and the wearables and all the things that these athletes are partaking in on their own, if not, you know, pushed by a team to do it. Yeah, it's big business now, and it should be, because you've got million-dollar assets who aren't getting enough sleep.
That stuff we played of Theo Epstein with David Axelrod and the Axe Files, talking about everything that they're trying to determine. I wonder if some of this modern testing that the Cubs and other teams on the vanguard of this use might also reveal guys who adjust better to air travel. You know, if you really are trying to get a full...
Can you bounce back
better than
another guy?
Because sometimes people just can't. You know people who aren't affected, who travel overseas, have no... I'm one of them. No issues?
I can fly forever and be fine.
Really?
And I know people who take a five-hour flight and are dead for a day or so. They have to, like... I know people who plan their vacations with a day of just bouncing back from their travel.
Right, or have to time when you take 3 milligrams of melatonin on a flight to try to fool your body into mm-hmm. thinking something.
Don't sleep on a long flight? Isn't that the thing where...
I don't know. Is it feet force a cold yourself, and starve fever? Yeah. I don't know these whole wives' tales.
Force yourself to stay up during the flight so you get the rest that your body is used to, or is it the other way around? Because I know NBA players were told for a long time, hey, this is why you play cards. This is why you drink, because you want to stay up during that time. If you got to go in the back and light a dube, whatever the case may be, you want to stay up during the flight so that when you land, your normal sleep cycle has taken over, even if it's 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. whenever you land.
My problem when we've traveled internationally is that when they keep bringing these terrific wines and the food is so good, and it's just like, yeah, I'd like to stay up, and I'm a little sleepy, and the thing,
three they, glasses of wine right, later, you're down, they say, for the count. Well, the hot towel comes happens, through.
Well, you know what, we're on Lufthansa, and what we loved about Lufthansa was they left early. They left the gate early. You better all be in your seats immediately. It is time now to sit down. The plane is leaving.
9-9.
The plane is leaving. I'm like, whoa. And they were like, whoa.
Right, the family's looking at you like, did we get on the right flight, or is this a...
Now is the time to sit down for the takeoff. So they get in the air, and then it's like they flipped a switch, and they bring the wine list, and they said, well, which one would you like? And I jokingly said, all of them. And I was kidding, right? I was totally kidding.
They brought you a sampler?
Yes. Yes. He comes back where he said, look.
You know, the drunk guy up front.
No, he said, I'm going to start you with the Pinot Noir. Then we're going to move on to this. And then the cheeses come. And I'm not staying. I'm sorry.
IGBTW right here, ladies and gentlemen.
You're going to get very, very sleepy.
Yeah. Flying first class is just a different
It was business class.
Is oh, that, okay.
It's nice, but it's
a different experience.
First class, they're rubbing your damn feet. Yes. I mean, come on. There's like geishas there and stuff. I mean, first is for the, that's the, you know.
I've only
the OPEC oil ministers every, are all up there.
Well, anytime I've flown first class, it seems like there's been a bad circumstance. Like I flew first class one time to go to a funeral, which was tough. And
hey, you're like Robert Kraft, and you get off.
Hey, we'd like to thank everyone who died today. No, and I actually flew first class on the way back from Argentina after a breakup. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So the whole time she's sitting there crying, and I'm like, well, I'd like some more scotch.
More of this, right. Please.
I mean, you know, like it was just, and it's a long ass flight, and you're all comfortable. And you want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she's not happy with the things that have taken place. Cause I was like, hey, man, I don't want to go to Argentina. This isn't the get back together trip.
But when they bring you the eye covering thing, they bring you the toothbrush and the little terry cloth booties to put over your feet.
They unbuckle your pants for you. Right. All of a sudden they start steam ironing your whole outfit next to you. I mean, this, the whole first class thing is a lovely, lovely adventure. But do you have those fans who, you know, the first thing they'll say, you want me to feel bad about guys who make millions of dollars and fly first class all the time?
Flying charters.
Yeah, but this is the difference, though. They're still getting to the hotel at 3 a.m. And then, luckily, the NBA coaches understand that whether your player is drunk or out whoring about town, you don't have to have a shoot around.
What are you doing when you get? We are going to go whoring about town.
Right. We're going to paint the town whore. No,
where is she?
Yeah. You don't have these coaches who are making these dudes wake up bleary-eyed at 11 o'clock after they just touched down at 3 or 4 in the morning.
That's what the shoot-around was. They say, well, it's to get used to the shooting angles. No, it's not. No. It's to see who actually is on the bus.
Right.
That's
right.
What it was. It's right. To do a roll call.
It's the time.
See who's in prison.
It's the time out the paternity suit, you know, 10 months, 9 months from then. That's
the
exactly
process
what it is.
Servers are lined
right.
up.
Right.
I got a couple of texts here from one of my baseball peeps who says, I can speak anecdotally. Over 15 years, nobody sleeps better at home than on the road. The inside joke in baseball is that the road is when you sleep.
Right. You don't have your family, right?
At home, you have responsibilities. On the road, you play baseball.
Exactly.
And paint the town whore.
Yeah, and other things. Yeah, I mean, if you, like, even when we go on road trips, you know, like, you don't have the things that you worry about, so maybe you have another drink, or you have yourself a bigger meal, or, you know, it's your time to bond, so you're up telling stories and joking with your people the whole time. Like, those things are different than when you're at home, you're, by the way, I had my first daddy screw up.
How bad?
It was pretty bad.
All right, I want to hear about it in a moment.
It was bad.
Bernstein and Goff, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Tom Brady is on his way to his 7th Super Bowl. 7. This guy's so good, and everybody outside of New England hates the Patriots so much, you just sort of gloss over what this guy's achieved. He just dropped 3 touchdowns and nearly 400 yards on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game, and everybody just shrugged. And doing it at 39. And doesn't look as if he's lost anything at all. Looks as if this guy could keep right on into his mid-40s. Maybe there is something to that avocado ice cream, recovery pajamas, and no tomato regimen that he insists on. In locking up his 7th Super Bowl appearance, he has also locked up GOAT status, regardless of what happens in this game. Even if he loses, winning 4 of 7 makes him the greatest ever. Check back with me in a few days, but at this point, it is awfully tough to go against this guy, especially given the meteor-sized chip he has on his shoulder right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, and I've been telling you about Xfinity and all of their services and products for a couple years now, and how extremely happy I am with all the services that I do have with Xfinity. But I want to talk to you guys out there. If you have DirecTV Now, DirecTV Now is a new streaming service that was just launched, and I'm telling you, it's not even close to being as good as Xfinity, or even in the same planet as the services and the quality of Xfinity. You know, here in Chicago, if you have DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW and CBS programming. You don't get CBS Channel 2 News. That's the best news in the city, and you're missing out on it. If there's a football game on CBS you want to watch and say it's your team, you're not going to be able to watch it. There's also no NFL streaming on mobile devices. That's Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. There's no DVR, so you can't record your shows and watch on your own time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before they go away, and sometimes life gets busy, and you don't have, you know, that immediate time to get to a show you want to watch. Sometimes you watch three or four episodes after a few weeks. You can't do that with DirecTV Now. And with no DVR, you can't pause or rewind live TV. And how much do we do that when we're watching live TV? And you can only stream on up to two devices with DirecTV Now. With Xfinity, you can stream on up to five different devices at the same time. With Xfinity, I can take my content on the go. I use the Xfinity TV app, and I use it all the time. I can stream live TV, I can access my DVR, and I can access video on demand. And the on-demand programming with Xfinity, thousands of TV shows and movies right there, and they're at my fingertips on my smartphone with the Xfinity TV app. You don't get that kind of stuff with DirecTV Now. And with Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so there's no need to use your data. I'm telling you, there's no comparison. If you want to stream all of your content on the go, Xfinity is the only way to go. Ditch DirecTV Now. Get with Xfinity. Here's what you do. You call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Incoming music. This is the sound of the top songs in France.
Number three.
The Weeknd, I Feel It Coming.
Number two.
Vianney, Je M'en Vais.
Oh, Je M'en Vais.
Number one.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Transmission terminated. This week in music history.
This week in 1956, the youth of Cleveland were banned from dancing in public unless accompanied by an adult. Sarah McLachlan was born this week in 1968. That same week in 68, the Bee Gees made their live debut in the U.S. This week in 1969, the Doors were paid $50,000 when they played Madison Square Garden, making them one of the highest paid acts of the year. Aries, taking the immediate payout is great, but waiting might get you an even bigger bonus. Taurus, what glitters on the surface may not be so shiny underneath. Proceed with caution. Gemini, you'll never get anything done unless you start to focus on one project at a time. Cancer, hard work at the beginning of the week pays off with some much-needed time off at the end of the week. Leo, hesitation might seem questionable, but it might be your best course of action for now. And Virgo, a new romantic interest may unexpectedly pop in to say hello. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Friday, Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday as they host Nebraska at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
That's because of the hard work of a lot of people, you know, from my coaches to, you know, my teammates to our, you know, our families who support us. It takes a lot of people and a lot of hard work, a lot of effort over the course of many months. And, you know, this didn't start at 6:40 tonight. You know, this thing started in April.
That's Tom Brady on his seventh trip to the Super Bowl as the Patriots will play Atlanta in Super Bowl 51 on February 5th. Josh Sitton has replaced T.J. Lang in the Pro Bowl. It's Sitton's third trip to the best game of the NFL season. Former Bears wide receivers coach Mike Groh has been hired in the same capacity by the Philadelphia Eagles, and Washington has hired Jim Tomsula as their defensive line coach. The Blackhawks and Bulls are both off today. They play tomorrow with Tampa at the UC and the Bulls playing in Orlando. The Cubs' first spring training game can be heard right here in the Score on the first one on the Score can be heard on February 26th as the Cubs take on the Indians. That's a rematch of last year's World Series, if you forgot. They're playing that game down in Arizona, which is unusual, and it's at Sloan Park. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. It's only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. With hundreds of providers, you'll be able to access the personal care you need, even same day. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
When we last left you, there was a moment of self-realization in the face of one Jason Goff when he said, oh, yeah, I screwed something up.
Yeah.
Did you just shift in your chair?
Because I don't get a chance to see Shep and Tanny. I used to sit in the seat that you sit in. So I'm used to, like, checking out the producers, engaging their reactions and stuff. I don't know why. I just wanted to do it. Is that all right with you, Mr.
Plus, that was the international call to talk hockey.
Right,
you turn
right.
around and when, miss the spot.
When a host meanders over to this angle and he has to lock eyes with the hockey maven.
Why, to seek approval of the hockey sage?
Right, right. Okay. Is that right? Right? Where you end the question with right? No, but so along with trying to get the kid to sleep and all the other things, you know, feeding him and taking care of him, I think I'm a really, really hands-on dad.
Right.
I mean, that's what I wanted to be.
You're into your routine?
Yeah. So much so, she's like, you know, you're going to have to let the baby just be a baby, like put him down. I'm like, all right, I got you. So I'm on to the second week of that now.
Oh, did you violate the rule of never disturb a happy, tranquil baby?
Well, I haven't seen this little guy happy or tranquil yet.
Okay.
The dude, when he's asleep, he's cool. When he's up, that means it's time to party because he's hungry, or he's got this weird thing now where
babies are weird.
It's a stare down of him, like he's emasculating me with these stares. And then every time he does it, it's right when he's about to take a poop. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's staring at me like,
wait, how about this?
Yeah, he's like, whose house do you think this is? And then he just lets it ride. And it's like, it's loud, like trucker farts too, man, and members of trucker farts. But I made my first big mistake. And I told Chris about it, and he shook his head. You know, he called me a noob, you know, mm-hmm. and I could dig it. So, you know, the diaper genie thing that we talked about?
The caterpillar of death.
Well, I was looking forward to the poop boa, wearing the poop boa for the first time. Larry boa, but the poop boa.
Just gently around your shoulders.
Around your neck, So I removed the front compartment of the diaper genie, and I realized that I didn't tie the bottom of the diaper genie
bag.
That
means it's all going into the actual plastic body of the... You got to repack everything.
Yes.
Or carry the whole thing down with you and just open it over the dumpster.
So I immediately was like, Nicole, get a bag. She's like, what? You know, I'm changing the baby, so she's thinking that maybe like something happened to the baby and how I got to discard the body or something like that. No, like, no, get a bag. She runs like as fast as she can into the room with the bag, and she sees me standing there amidst at least 30 dirty diapers. And there is nothing more humbling, more disgusting. It'll make you question every decision you've ever made in your life.
Wait till you start real food.
Then to start to pick up dirty diaper after dirty. And shout out to the streets and sanitation people out there who have to deal with this on a much grander scale.
Just wait till it's real food and not just milk being digested.
Man,
wait till it's actual.
And I usually
like,
do a good job. I usually do a good job of like taping up the diaper so it's like a little softball, making sure nothing splatters, nothing's anywhere.
Does it? You ever get one that just feels like the perfect weight? You just want to see how far
clincher.
You can throw it.
I've almost done it a couple of times so far. I'm enjoying, by the way, too, how strong his stream is. I keep changing him to the wrong side of the wall. And Nicole tells me, hey, listen, if you're going to change him to that side of the wall. So if he does, you know, pop a leak, onto the wall. I can clean off the wall. But I just had to sit back and watch him in his true majesty the other day where it was just like a 15-foot like Buckingham fountain kind of stream. I'm like
one of those cherubs in the actual fountain.
Right. I'm so proud of him. I'm like, dude, look how strong you are.
And then she walks
in on us. She's like, what are you doing? Like, you're teaching the baby to pee all over the room. I'm like, hey, like, father, like, son. But no, I sat there amidst all these dirty diapers, and I'm like, man, like, just read some instructions. Because I'm, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm the screw the instructions guy. Like,
I got
you
this.
You should figure things out. You know, you don't need, you end up with some spare screws and some spare, washers and all those other things. Hey, they didn't need to go
you
into that dresser.
Put them in the
dresser.
Toolbox and
exactly.
You find another use for them next time. So, pay it forward.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't get a chance to do the poop boa because I had all the dirty diapers around me.
You won't make that mistake again.
No, I won't. Sucked, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I failed. And, you know, because his room is nice, it's color coordinated, he's got his animals and all the things around the room, mm-hmm. and he's got his dresser and his lamp, and, you know, and...
He loves lamp.
Yeah, oh, he does. He loves lamp.
Do you have a mobile?
Yes. He doesn't sleep in the crib.
It's still in the bassinet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I read something about...
See, when you say the crib, like, I think you mean he doesn't say your place.
Right, he goes over his girlfriend's house right. every night. He's like, all right, pops, leave the key under the mat.
Sleep in the crib?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't sleep in the crib.
Well, we thought we were doing something wrong, and then we read that a lot of babies don't start out sleeping in their cribs because of how big it is, mm-hmm. you know, and how much room, how flat it is.
Why swaddling, sometimes they need that kind of... So there's a word for it, but they need like the exterior pressure.
Yeah, the pressure on them. Yeah. But the problem is, like I've been reading about hip dysplasia when it comes to swaddling. See, like there's something that's going to get you in this parenting thing after my couple, you know, month and a half or 5 weeks or whatever. So right. every time I read something, like I read, let the baby cry. And then I read, don't let the baby cry because it won't trust you. You won't be the comforter that it needs when, you know, they know that you're coming to pick them up.
Welcome to the rest of life.
Dude.
Everything's got a counter thing.
I thought it was going to be smiles and me driving with him in the summertime and chicks looking at me like I'm a responsible dude.
Alternative facts, too, right?
You yeah,
the,
right.
The one fact, do this. The other says, I don't know. I disagree with your
fake
facts.
News.
There.
Sad.
A bunch of emails coming in to Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. Joe says, that Cavs Spurs thing Saturday night was pure magic, and I want six more of those in June. What a display of the game and its absolute best. And then you watch the Bulls and you realize pretty quickly how far from relevant they are. Cavs Spurs had one of those rare impacts on me where I seriously felt privileged in some weird way to be watching it.
Yeah, you felt like you were watching. Remember the Space Jam stories that we used to hear about Mike filming that that movie and building that court and inviting players to come play with him, and none of those dudes realized that he was trying to make a comeback, engaging how good he still was. Kenny Smith actually talked about it too. He's like, I'm not going to play with him so you come back in the league and whoop my ass after I gave him all my moves again. So it felt like you were watching, and if you've ever seen professional players play a pickup game together, it is amazing because sometimes, and with those two coaches especially, because Tyronn Lue and Greg Popovich don't get in the way of their stars. They let them play ball. They give them some principles.
But there's much trust going on there inherent.
Yeah, because you got grown-up basketball players too.
Right, they don't have to stomp around and wave their arms and call plays.
No, they may be called three or four plays in a game. But it's sticking to their principles.
Or it's a change in a side out of bounds that they'll see
that's
something.
That's the thing. Yeah. Trusting Kawhi Leonard to be who he is. Trusting LeBron James. You saw that I believe it was a smash hammer pinch is what they call the play, where LeBron James is on one block, Tristan Thompson is on the other block, and there's a screen that's set for the inbounds pass, and LeBron got it. Tristan didn't flash to the baseline as quickly as he was supposed to. LeBron
was that the over-the-shoulder pass?
No, the bounce pass.
Okay,
the wraparound bounce pass. That he both looked at Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson like, what the hell? Like, you know I'm special, and you know we've practiced this. And everybody else watching Twitter went crazy like, oh, look at that. See? He thinks he's got eyes in the back of his head. He can't play basketball that way. And he obviously had played that way. Seeing professionals do things or not complete things that they are so used to completing, it is amazing. And the college basketball has been great this year, but that Cavs-Spurs game was, you know, it was a hell of a boom for ABC and the NBA to figure out, hey, Saturday nights, prime time, you know, people might still be in the house before they go out. You know, let's take this over after college football is over. And that couldn't have been a better introduction for that broadcast.
I also think Pop understands that when Pau Gasol is out of the lineup, you have a chance to play an initial defense on pick and roll.
Well, you know, they got an issue because they're still holding on to these Tony Parker dreams. You saw a lot from that young kid, DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray from Washington, I believe. You know, he's 6'5". I've never seen a Spurs team this long. Like, they had Duncan and they had Robinson, 2 7-footers.
Yeah, but Duncan didn't play long defensively.
But this is the thing. They had Vinny Del Negro and Avery Johnson as their backcourt. So you had small, short, long, you know, short-arm dudes. You know, they got length at every single position, especially if Murray is going to gain that confidence, you know, from Pop. They got guys who are 6'5 across the board and long. And what they don't have in athleticism, they have in length and smarts. And Kawhi Leonard, I mean, we were talking about Julio Jones in transition, about, you know, a guy that people who are looking for a certain kind of athlete to carry himself and comport himself in a certain way where he's, you know, he's always calm. He doesn't He doesn't have the swag that a lot of guys have. He doesn't have that, but he plays like it, and he doesn't have to say it. Like, he adds that balance and that fabric to the game. And he's one of the best three or four players in the game. It was, and you could tell it was personal, especially at the end when he and LeBron, because LeBron takes certain guys personally when he plays them. Kevin Durant is one. Kawhi Leonard is another, because there's a couple of guys who got MVPs in the finals for guarding him. And Kawhi Leonard was one of them. He played well.
Look, and
but Andre Iguodala got one, too.
Don't think you didn't see it when he would shut down Derek in the playoffs, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't think you, when it was
same
like,
way he treated Steph Curry in the last
when
finals.
It's like, okay, now this is what? We got 3 minutes left, and I got you now.
Yeah.
That's my turn.
Yeah, they got some issues, too, though. It's just, it's so different, man. You know, you turn that off, and then you turn on the end of the Kings Bulls.
Ugh. It's not even really basketball.
It feels like the Bears games we used to talk about on this show.
They don't look the same.
Where we'd watch a noon Bears game, and then all of a sudden you'd have some AFC tilt on Channel 5, and you're like, oh, man, look at that. Like back in the day where like the Bengals would just play the Raiders, and Bo Jackson would be playing against Boomer Esiason, and after you just watch like Steve Stinstrom throw the football around for 3 hours.
A real game.
It's a different animal. It's a different breed. It's a different sport that they're playing at a high level, too.
And I want to talk more about Julio Jones in just a bit, because we got some input here that we're responding to what we were talking about, I think, during transition, because that's, you know, and I always say this is my annual day to say, if you are the type that likes to predict Super Bowl outcomes, do it now and don't waver, because nothing's going to change unless there's like alien abduction or some horrible practice
or an
injury.
Somebody, you know.
Right. But barring that,
is Gronk coming back?
Right. Don't let any of the next 2 weeks of hooey change what you think, because it's going to be just that. And by the time the ball is kicked off out of the end zone, you're going to think, well, anybody can win it. Just decide and stick with it and don't worry about it, because with the recency of these two games, it's probably going to serve you better than just vacillating between all the hot air that's going to occur here and elsewhere for the next 2 weeks. So we have a lot more to come. We're going to do It's On at 5:30, and I don't think we've grabbed a phone call yet, so we can do that. 312-644-6767. Bernstein and Goff, your afternoon show on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week's most popular music. 3 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Tony Braxton, Breathe Again.
Number 2.
Mariah Carey, Hero.
And then a hero comes along.
And the number 1 song this week, 23 years ago in 1994. Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting, All for Love.
Let's make it all for love.
Omaha Steaks. It's only $49.99 for the favorite collection. You're going to go to omahasteaks.com. You're going to enter the code DANB in the search bar. That's how you get this. It'll take you right to it. It's 79% off a 5-star steak experience at home and a whole lot more. Say, okay, Bernstein, $49.99. It better be a lot of food. Well, it is, because you get this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloin steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and 4 additional burgers for free. That's the package. That's $49.99. And the way you get it is by going to omahasteaks.com, entering the code DANB, no spaces, just the 4 characters, DANB in the search bar. And it should direct right to the favorite collection. You add it to your cart, and then you got it. It's just that easy. It's a 79% savings. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter DANB. It's guaranteed to be a hit.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The Home Depot has a new idea, free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Matt in the gun on the near hash mark. Takes a snap. Play fake to Freeman. Ryan wants to throw. Jones the catch.
Look 40. Out!
Flag down midfield. Julio into Green Bay territory. A stiff arm at the 15. 10. 5. Touchdown Atlanta.
Prior to the pass. Holding. Defense number 36. Penalties decline. Results of the play. Touchdown.
Julio Jones on the shallow cross west, and he lays waste.
Shrimp and grits for everybody. Mexicans are great for everybody.
Falcons Radio Network, 92.9 The Game.
I love what a referee's feeling himself too. He's like, wait till they respond when I say defense. Mm-hmm. Like, holding, wait for it.
And then he starts to wave to the crowd.
Defense,
like, bring it.
Wait, is that Zorba the Greek? What is that move?
Bring me your finest of applause. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We're willing to take some of your phone calls at 312-644-6767.
Got emails coming in like this one from Stonecutter, who says, can we talk more about the Julio Jones play? I know calling something the greatest or among the greatest of its kind right after it happens is the height of hot takery, but my God, that's one of the best runs and best plays I have ever seen. I was jumping off the couch screaming and frantically texting everyone. That is a wide receiver doing running back things at wide receiver speed. He gets held at the line, runs through the hold, gets caught, runs through the tackle, gets caught again, and hand fights the guy while maintaining possession and staying in bounds and throwing the defender to the ground. That play is seared into my brain. It is Elway getting helicoptered at the goal line, Randy Moss as a rookie catching the flea flicker on Thanksgiving versus the Cowboys. Jerry Rice one-handing the ball without breaking stride against the Rams. Vic scrambling for 50-some yards and scoring in overtime.
Minnesota game, right, where they ran into each other. Yep. The safeties ran into each other.
Yep, in a playoffs that is 1-for-10 on competitive, compelling games, the Jones catch itself makes up for a lot of bad football.
No, he's one of the best players in football. He's a Hall of Fame talent, and standing next to him, like, those aren't just popcorn muscles. That man is put together. He's, what, 6'3", 6'4", 220 pounds. If you're putting together a wide receiver, it would look like him. But you look at draft day trades and how much that kind of talent can yield you. You know, people forget how much they moved up to go get Julio Jones, and people in Atlanta were upset about it. One, there's a lot of University of Georgia fans who didn't want to see an Alabama guy play for him. And two,
they're fired as NFL fans. If that is really affecting your fandom,
bro, you'd be surprised. Everybody,
you're out of the conversation.
Everybody at UGA, by the way, needs to be a Falcon. Like, those are all the calls that you needed to take down there.
That's like the 1960s with Notre Dame and the Bears. I'm
telling you, man. That's
half a century old. That
half of those callers were the land that time forgot. I'm telling you, like, things would be said, and I'd be like, you're messing around now. You're joking, right? No. And I had to fight with people about, and hosts, by the way, in transition, about Julio Jones not having, quote, enough dog in him. Because he doesn't do the look at me, the rah-rah stuff. That's not in his personality. He's a mild-mannered dude who is just truly exceptional at football. Mm-hmm. But you take a look at that trade, and this is caution for anybody who thinks just trade it. Like, when we hear trade down, you don't know what scouts think of any of these players yet. You don't know who's hurt and who's not hurt from the medicals at the scouting combine. They traded 5 picks. The Cleveland Browns were sitting at number 6. The Atlanta Falcons were sitting at number 27. And for all the trade down people, be sure you have the people in place who you trust to trade down and find talent. They traded down. Listen to some of these names that the Cleveland Browns gave up in order for the Falcons to get Julio Jones. First, nose tackle Phil Taylor, 21st overall, 2011. Decent player. Had a season-ending knee injury, ultimately led to his undoing in 2014. Number 2, Greg Little. Stone hands from North Carolina. Dude couldn't catch a cold. He was drafted 59th overall. Running back Owen Marisek with 124th overall pick.
Who the hell is he?
I don't even know if he even played. He re-enrolled at San Francisco State University and turned heads at the combine.
Despite not having been to San Francisco State University.
Number 4, 22nd overall. Quarterback Brandon Weeden in the 2012 draft. So these are future draft picks they traded for as well. Wow. And then in 2012, they took 3rd overall Trent Richardson. Cleveland drafted 5 people who aren't even in their organization right now.
It is Cleveland after
all. To not draft Julio Jones. It's kind of like, remember the Chris Paul, Darren Williams trade where Utah traded picks to pretty much essentially not draft Chris Paul. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember, it was the Hornets and the Jazz who were back-to-back picks, I believe, and Utah went out of their way to not draft Chris Paul.
Did you check what those picks became?
No, I didn't check those because that wasn't germane to the segment and Julio Jones.
They drafted germane to segment, I believe.
and Phil Taylor.
Rudy says, I don't think Dom Capers' decision to only play with 9 defensive players was correct. Jesus, I just wanted to see one Packer in the frame when Ryan threw a pass. And even when they were there, trying to catch an interception looked like they were catching a grenade. Yeah, it was a bad look.
I mean, Micah Hyde wasn't playing for him. One of their safeties got hurt on the first special teams play. And they were rushing 3 for most of the game. Them and the Steelers, the 3-man rush, what are you doing?
It worked for the Falcons, though. Their 3-man rush is terrific.
Well, I mean, they were bringing corners and stuff. Brian Poole leveled Aaron Rodgers a few times in that game.
Got him good. Got him good. Didn't see him, too.
Right.
Like, got him
like
good.
Old school NFL.com hits before everybody. Before the wussification of football.
A little Bulls rumor popping up right here at CBSSports.com about a potential trade. We will get to that. We got a bunch of other stuff, too. And I saw a movie over the weekend that I don't, it is a really good movie that I don't think I can recommend.
A really good
it's
movie?
There's no question, objectively, it is a good movie, but I don't think I can recommend it in good conscience.
New.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresh out.
Okay. I'll explain all what right. I'm talking about in a little bit. You got the score.
The score's new lineup. Mully and Hanley still starting you off in the morning live at 5. Then from 9 a.m. to 1, Matt Spiegel is joined by Danny Parkins. Then Dan Bernstein partners up with Jason Goff in the afternoons 1 to 6. And Lawrence Holmes brings it home. Night 6 to 10. It's Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. After 25 years, still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet press $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe Driver. Multicar.